It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do you take it as disrespectful? Because one of the arguments is the team around the quarterback position isn't good enough to throw Drake out there. They're throwing you out there. Like, you're a human being. You're a professional. Yeah. Like, is that disrespectful to you?
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, it's like a lot of those people don't know me. A lot of those people, like, so therefore, like, I could care, not care less, but it's just more of like, why waste my time to, like, worry about those, the people that say those things. And I kind of just, you know, like I said, I just block it out.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now. WEEI.
Hour number two here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, your phone calls at 617-779-7937. That was Jacoby Brissett, who spoke to us yesterday on a Patriots Monday over at Gillette Stadium. Block it out, just like I do with the text line. Just block it out.
No, these are our people.
They're not my people. They hate me. Text line hates me.
There was one that was not nice to you.
Historically, the text line has been.
Man, Christian is a Swayman butt kisser for sure.
That's true. But whatever, you guys are all Bruins ass kissers. Whatever. Oh yeah, sure, Mr. Neely. Whatever you say. You know, I mean, you can. But who can play that game? But I do say I will. Generally, I will cop to this. Generally, I side with the players over the team and management and all
Same.
Of that. Most of the time, not every time. Most of the time, in this instance, it was easy to do that. I think. For me,
I generally side with the players as well, especially because I come from the world of football where
right.
it's
where they
non-guaranteed,
get screwed over, yeah.
and it's like. Yeah, we can cut you, but you shouldn't renegotiate. And it's like, well, why shouldn't I? If you're going to cut me, then I should get to change the contract on my end if I outperform it. In hockey, I'm a little bit different. Like a goalie, he's going to get a guaranteed contract.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time a goalie had some major injury that ended his career? Other than a skate, we're not talking about those bad things where
sure,
guys
right.
like nearly bleed out on the ice or whatever. Not that. So I just, he's getting a little, you know what's funny? I do, like, there's dislike seeping into me. And
dislike
I don't,
for Swayman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I don't want to dislike him because I do hold out hope. Unlike you, who it's fine if you disliked him because you think he's going to be traded. So what do you care? He's going to be some other team's goalie. You can root against him. That's great.
Right. But I do like him.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I think this could come to a resolution. So he's going to be the Bruins goalie. And then I wonder if I'm going to lay like, yeah, but he was a douche during those negotiations and kind of like subtly root against him. Which is weird.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to do that. Don't ruin it, Jeremy.
Once he's not a Bruin, you can. I don't have to root for him. I mean, listen, I don't root for guy. Like sometimes I'll want to watch other guys, but you know when they go play somewhere else. But generally, I mean, yeah, you don't have to root for anybody. You root for the team and your home team.
Yeah, but I
and
might be rooting
Jonas
for the team.
Jonas Corposalo is going to be your new goalie. You got to root for him. But if he sucks, then you're going to be like, well, what the hell did you get the job
leverage.
Done with Swayman for?
The first week or so, if this continues to linger on, and next we're a week away.
Yeah.
Next Tuesday
week
they
away
play
from real hockey here.
So if this lingers on. There's going to be an alteration here of leverage, potentially. You know, the Bruins, maybe they start 5-0, and we're like, Swayman who? Who
right.
gives a rat's katukis? Or Maybe they stumble and you're like, hey, hey Neely, why don't you up that 64 a little bit to 70 and get a goalie between the pipes that can actually play? It's going to be interesting.
That would be that would be a nice thing to see. But, yeah, that would be it will be interesting. Whatever happens going forward here is going to be very interesting and could very well dictate the future of this team for the next 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years if he ends up signing. And if he doesn't, then they're going to have to slap something together here. And I don't know. I don't feel great about that either. All we know for sure is that they announced Jonas Korpisalo is going to be the opening night starter. That's it. That's all we know for sure.
Yes.
And everything else is just sort of sniping in the media, and in some cases, like Neely yesterday, very directly. So, yeah, that's that. If you want to chime in on the Bruins and the Jeremy Swayman situation, we got room for you at 617-779-7937. But wanted to start this hour off with a little bit more of that, that conversation we had yesterday with Jacoby Brissett, which was a good question by you about disrespect. He answered it in a way. You were talking about disrespect as in it's disrespectful to put you out there to get killed, right? Like, that's what everyone's saying, is that you're just cannon fodder. You're not really, you know, like, they're putting you out there because they don't feel good enough about putting Drake May out there because the rest of the team's not good enough, so we're putting you out there for the time being.
It's disrespectful for people to say that.
Right.
To like Gronk said it
right
in the halftime show, and Terry Bradshaw kind of clarified, oh, but it's okay to put the veteran out there. It's not right. I mean, I know there's nothing you can really do about it. It's not like you're going to make the offensive line and the receivers and everybody, although we'll get into Devontae Adams if you want to upgrade the receiving core.
Oh,
easy over
that.
There.
Devontae Adams.
Do you need to drop that if somebody gives their O face? I'm just kidding. You don't actually have to.
You don't have to, but you may have to in
good
a second.
Good thing, because there's nobody there.
If they get Devontae Adams, I will get nude in this studio. That will happen.
Well, then they better not, because I will not be here. I am not interested in seeing that.
Get ready, Twitch. It's about to happen.
I like boobs, but not yours.
I'll show you a Twitch.
No, we're not doing that. We are not doing that.
If they get Devontae Adams, I will be. I know it's probably not going to, you know, be the difference between a playoff berth or not, but in terms of something to watch on the offense, it'll probably be, you know what it'll be like? It'll be like Moss in Oakland.
What
before
if
the Patriots got him and he had no one to throw this?
When he hated
Andrew
Walter, and he hated
Andrew Walter, yeah,
and he like, would
State.
Just stare at him and not actually run his routes.
Yeah.
So if
that's what Adams on this team would be.
Well, but the problem is, is that an automatic, okay, we gave you Devontae Adams, you put Drake May out there? Because if you leave Jacoby Brissett out there, not to be disrespectful to my newfound friend, is he capable of making good use of that? Like, is that going to lift the passing game, or are you going to be limited by the quarterback position? Anyway,
this year you'll be limited by the quarterback position. If you want Drake May to have a stud wide receiver to grow with, then you bring him in here and you extend him. That's what you do, and that's what they should do. They can. They can afford to do that. They can afford to bring in Adams and pay him whatever he wants. Yeah, they
31.
Can do that.
That's the one concern there.
Fine.
31.
Veteran,
get a little old.
Veteran wideout.
Back end of the career. Ooh, Christmas Eve he was born, so he'll turn 32 this season.
All right.
On Christmas Eve.
Very nice.
In the morning.
Kind of like Jesus. Well, Jesus was born on Christmas Day. Christmas
Close
Eve
enough.
Is the day before he was born. I think. I think
yes.
That's how that works.
Nailed it second time.
I've been to church like twice,
it's
and I think
called
that's what happened.
Christ Mass, mm-hmm. Not Christmas Eve, and that was his, like, Jesus.
It was close. I was close. I was just a day off.
You recovered quickly, I will say.
617.
You jumped up.
779-7937 is your phone number. Mr. Christmas over here.
I do like Christmas.
Mr. Bible Studies over here.
I listen to a Bible podcast.
You do?
It's my new thing.
Really?
Now that I'm a commuter and I have to drive back and forth every day and it's a long drive.
Is it like someone reading the Bible?
Yep.
Oh.
The Bible in a year. I've been doing it for a while. I started when I was doing the Keefe show.
What part
is well documented?
What part are you on right now?
I'm on episode 216.
What part
weirdest
of the Bible
thing?
Is it?
Episode.
Yeah, the episode.
Weirdest thing is we still haven't really gotten to Jesus yet.
Jesus hasn't even been born yet.
There was like this one little offshoot thing, but
you're back in Deuteronomy.
You're
with
216
like, you
episodes
kinda.
In, and you haven't even
I don't know.
To Jesus
I've kind of glazed over. God's getting really mad at Israel and the mm-hmm. tribes, and he's about to be really mean to them or something.
Yeah, he
and
does that.
And then I think Jesus comes later, but it is unreal, like, how far I've gone. I think it's Old Testament.
Does a guy just read the Bible, or does he, like, read it and interpret it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Give you,
okay. No, he reads a couple chapters, and then he reads, like, a psalm or whatever, and then he explains how kind of it fits in and where it's going and, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. But, yeah, I'm about two-thirds of the way through.
Interesting.
Thanks for asking.
Interesting. I had no idea.
And I'm not really...
Not really religious.
Religious. I just have always kind of want... Like, there's so many references people make, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't know what that means. So
Bible references?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we know so few of them. You know, everybody knows Noah. Everybody know, like, there's a couple that everybody knows, but there's
Austin 316.
Yep, we know Austin 316. We know Adam and Eve.
Somewhere there are Christians that are probably offended by this segment.
Maybe. I mean, we're talking about the Bible. What other show is talking about the Bible right now? Except for that 1060 Try God. You ever see those?
I just saw that today for the first time. That's so crazy that you just said that.
So when I was younger, all the radio stations had stickers everywhere.
Yeah.
On every car, there was a radio station bumper sticker. I never see them ever. I never see EEI. I never see Sports Up. I never see any of the big stations around here except for 1060 Try God. That's the only one I ever see, and I see it everywhere. That's the only radio station in this whole state that's still cranking out quality, or I don't even know if they're quality, but they got listeners who are putting their bumper stickers on their cars. No one else is doing that.
Is it contest? Remember, stations used to give out contests. If we see the bumper sticker on your car, you'll win, blah, blah, blah. So right. A lot of people would wear them to win.
Remember Opie and Anthony, WOWs? Remember that?
Yes. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was fun being in traffic on WOWs.
God needs to advertise. God needs more listeners.
All right, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. That got very sidetracked. But
what happened to Brissett?
We will jump back on the Patriots conversation here. And Ty Law was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning. He had some strong words for the secondary. It's the quarter away through the NFL season. We'll check in at the quarter poll with the Patriots and the rest of the league right after Brian Frazoco tells you what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now, brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Week 4 of the NFL season wrapped up last night with a Monday night doubleheader. Tennessee Titans, they blew out the Miami Dolphins 31-12 down in Miami, and the Detroit Lions defeated the Seattle Seahawks by a final score of 42-29. Lions quarterback Jared Goff did not throw a single incompletion in the Lions' win. At yesterday's Boston Bruins press conference, Bruins president Cam Neely insinuated that the Bruins offered goaltender Jeremy Swayman a $64 million contract. However, Swayman's agent, Lewis Gross, released a statement saying, quote, prior to the press conference, no offer was made reaching that level. Bruins preseason continues tonight as they host the Philadelphia Flyers. Puck drop at TD Garden is at 7. Patriots are off today, but will return to the practice field tomorrow ahead of their Week 5 matchup against the 1-3 Miami Dolphins this Sunday at Gillette. And playoff baseball begins in the MLB. 4 wildcard games are scheduled. Right now, the Tigers, at last glance, were up 3-0 on the Houston Astros. Other games going around in the AL. The Kansas City Royals will be in Baltimore to face the Orioles at 4:08. And then in the NL, where the Mets will be in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. That game starts at 5:32. And the Atlanta Braves will be in San Diego to face the Padres with the first pitch tonight at 8:38. You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals for hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the Roasted Turkey Dinner or the Juicy Chopped Sirloin. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Brian Frazoco. That's what's trending on WEI and on WEI.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How they're playing right now, guys, across the board. It ain't just the quarterback. It's not just the offensive line. Have you seen that many guys get behind the secondary? How many deep balls are you going to give up? Oh, my God. I mean, they need, that's what I'm pissed about. I mean, I've never been on the defense. Like, everyone gives up one every now and again, but you do not give it up like that consistently and let guys get behind your defense. That is absolutely crazy. You will never win like that.
Ty Law this morning with Greg Hill Show. It's Christian Arkin, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. But Law, going in on the secondary, not a good year so far for them. We're a quarter of the way through the season-ish with these New England Patriots. They had the same record that they had last year. And last year they had a one-score loss to Philadelphia opening night, a one-score loss to the Dolphins. They beat the Jets in New York, and then they got absolutely routed by Dallas. That was part of those two games, Dallas and New Orleans, where they just got annihilated, and the season was over pretty much by week five. It's feeling like we're getting close to that at this point. I know we have Drake May in the back pocket and everything, but in terms of this team, not that anyone really thought they would, but in terms of this team competing or being a tough out for some of these other teams here, it's starting to look like you're not going to get that. And I know that the season and the schedule does lighten up. I mean, it's not like they're going to get housed every single week, but they didn't get housed every single week last year. They lost to the Giants 10-7. They lost to the Chargers 6-0. Like, that was a dysfunctional team, and so far they're off to a similar start.
And I was just thinking to myself, well, but that won't happen this year because you got winnable games on the horizon or games where you don't feel like you're going to get embarrassed, right? Maybe. And then I'm trying to think back, what did I think of the Saints last year?
Yeah, right.
I thought the Saints were a team that was going to embarrass the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they embarrassed the Patriots. The Cowboys, they're a talented team that I think, when they're on, I feel like the Cowboys can embarrass almost anybody. They have the talent, the passing game. They have some ability defensively for big plays.
And they beat up on bad teams.
Right.
Usually. That's what you see, but yeah.
But for the, so.
The Saints were 9-8 last year. They weren't
good. I mean, they were a mediocre team.
Whatever,
that whooped you. Absolutely walloped you. So, but I do think right now, this Dolphins game, I had as an L. You could steal this. This is a prediction-altering game to some degree. If you can win the other games you were supposed to win. Now, I think they already lost some of those. Everybody had the Seattle game circled as a potential win. You didn't win that. But is this a get-right game? Is this a, or at least a, you're not going to get right. Forget it. Get right. Your Honor, strike that from the record. Okay. I want that question back. Is this a feel-better game?
I mean, let me put it to you this way.
Do I need to call it something less than feel better?
If they lose, no. No matter how they lose.
Is there, just looking at it, isn't there the opportunity? I mean, Ross Tucker just called it the basement bowl.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are a shell of what they were supposed to be. I almost don't care that their quarterback is hurt. They still have two of the fastest wide receivers in the NFL, and they can't find a way to score points. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a genius offensive coach who comes from a tree that supposedly the system is more important than the quarterback. And yet the quarterback is out and the system sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the quarterback's important to the system. I mean, like, I don't think that the system is just so great you plug anybody in and it works. We already know that's not true. Teddy Bridgewater, it didn't work with him. Skylar Thompson already tried this 2 years ago, and he was a disaster. He's a disaster again, and now they're mixing and matching, and they're not exactly getting high-quality quarterback play. They're getting Tim Boyle and Snoop Huntley and, you know, the rest of these guys who are all kind of clown car practice squad guys and not really going for a real backup or a real, you know, option at that position. They left the cupboard bare there, and maybe it's because you're paying Tua so much money, you didn't want to allocate any more money for your backup. I get that.
But who would be the good backup? We argued about this yesterday. Good backup, bad backup.
Joe
They're
Flacco.
All backups.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's not going to run that system.
He'd be running better than Skylar Thompson.
Could.
I think he definitely
stiff.
Could.
He's been a stiff.
He's
this
running
point
the Colts
career.
Better than they're running that system over there in Indy, and they don't have that talent in Indy. Andy Dalton would be better right now. Come on,
Joe Flacco did used to like to just drop back and chuck it.
Exactly,
and
that's
these
all he
are
does.
Two guys that especially. You convinced me. If Joe Flacco was playing this week, I'd be taking the Dolphins, but I might take the Patriots. Because the as
but you
Ty
said,
Law
what
just said,
backup out there could do it. I think there's a lot of backups out there that can do it. I think Mac Jones could run that offense. I really do.
That is one I think Mac Jones could, because I think he would fully invest in learning it and all the detail, because mm-hmm. it's a lot of quarterback-heavy fakes and motions and little, I don't even know what you call it, histrionics in the backfield, all that crap. But the reality is the Patriots' secondary stinks right now.
Yep.
People are taking pot shots at him. Like, they're just chucking. I thought Purdy, there was a couple times he's like, I'm just taking a shot. I don't know if my guy's going to be open or not, but I like my guy better than your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked. And I'm glad Ty Law has brought it up, because this defense has been, I mean, it's overshadowed by the negative offense. But in terms of expectations, the defense is worse. Nobody had expectations for the offense. They're not failing to achieve what they should have. The defense is grossly underachieving.
Yeah.
Some of it's injury, but I would argue, where's the injuries in the back end? You've been remarkably healthy. I thought you were a house of cards because you didn't have any depth.
Right.
Gonzalez, Jones, Peppers, and Duggar have been out there.
Yeah.
Well, now Duggar's not out there, but
no, but he was out there up until he got
for the most
that
part
last game. He's been out there every
he's
snap.
He's been out there, and
they're
yet they've been
100%
bad.
100% of the snaps on defense.
They've
too.
Been bad.
Yeah.
They there's blood in the water. Teams see that. We talk about Ramondre Stevenson. Now there's a target on you.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a target on this secondary? Like, we can hit big plays on you.
Yeah.
You're going to have communication breakdowns. If we just keep running guys straight down the field, sooner or later you won't cover them.
Right.
And we'll throw it to him. And if you do cover him, your guy might be 5'9", and my guy might be 6'2", and he'll outjump your guy and catch the ball.
The Patriots last year had a couple of games where they got absolutely slaughtered. They got slaughtered by Dallas and slaughtered by New Orleans, but there were a ton of turnovers and pick sixes and all sorts of stuff in those games.
Well, Dallas was the famous Mac throw and all the
right.
way late across the field. He got away with it once, and then the second time he threw a pick six.
I think he had two interceptions in the Saints game. Remember that. And
he did
it
throw
was,
a pick six in that game.
Yeah, that was part of it.
In that too. So yeah. So I mean, he was giving points away.
My guy Jacoby won't do that.
He's not, but there's still the defense. Is
well,
still
I mean,
getting
did last week, but
shredded
that again.
Even without the, because that's why you gave him a pass for those games. The defense, I still think people consider last year's defense to be good, not great, but it was a good defense. It was in, you know, statistically, it was in the top half. And you looked at those two games where they got blown out, and you didn't think, all right, well, that's a real problem for the defense. You thought the offense put them in a bad position. And then
right.
as the season went on, and they're losing games 10-7 and 6-0 and whatever, 17-3, I think was the final score in that last Jets game. You got the at least the semblance of a good defense that you can lean on and say, well, if they fixed the offense, they have that already set. And that's how they treated the offseason. They drafted all the offense. They re-signed all their own guys, mostly on defense, and thought this is going to be okay. We'll bring this defense back. We won't change much about it, except for Matthew Judon. And, you know, we'll get Gonzalez back, and this will be our strength of the team. And so far, they've been just as bad as the offense.
And Mina Kimes told me they were a top five defense.
True.
She did.
She lied to you.
And they're not. They're probably closer to a bottom five defense than they are a top five defense.
They're like 27th in all these rankings. Yeah.
They kept the players. They kept the coaches. They've put their twist on the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care for post-Jets DeMarcus Covington saying, this isn't a scheme issue. This is players tackling. This is so kind of pointing a finger at his troops and not his credentials as the play caller and the coach that's putting it all together, which we give more credence to like a Devon Godshaw when he points
right.
fingers. Isn't it worse when the coordinator's pointing fingers?
100%.
Okay, thank
Expect
you.
A lot more of this, by the way.
Oh, I do.
Because it's not the type of tight ship where none of that happens. Everyone's very open and very, open communication lines with the media. They're going to be pointing fingers all year.
They have a culture problem?
Not necessarily, but there are going to be fingers getting pointed. You know, that's going to happen.
Tom Curran got defensive when Adam Jones went after him when he said, Gerard Mayo's doing a good job with the culture of this team. And Jones was like, Devon Godchaw's calling guys out. Right. Pop Douglas is asking for the ball. One guy quit because he didn't want to be here.
And Curran said, shut up, Jones.
He kind of did.
Why don't you just shut up?
He kind of did.
Shut your stupid mouth. That's what I used to say to him all the time.
That seemed rooted in something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
We hit a nerve there.
Right, the script. That's pretty much
wow.
It. Shut up, Jones. 617, I think there's clips of his drops of me doing that. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim in the car. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's going, Jim. How you doing?
Good. Oh, doing all right. So, Lynn, I have yet another reason to Star Trek May. Not that we need another one, but what receiver is going to come here in a trade or in the offseason to play with Jacoby Brissett?
Nobody. Nobody's going to do that. I think that the only way, that's something that...
Jacoby Brissett may not be here. It's a one-year, $8 million deal.
Right, but we're talking about this season. Like, if you're talking about trying to swing a trade, Devontae Adams wants to come here. Yeah, right. I mean, if you're in talks to try and trade for somebody, and you only got a month before, that's not going to be on the table anymore. If you want to do that, there's no way this is going to be high on anybody's list. Even if Drake May gets some starts, even if that happens, I don't think that someone like Devontae Adams or someone like T. Higgins or someone like you name it, any one of these disgruntled wide receivers out there are going to look at New England and say, yeah, you know, maybe in the sense of trade me there and then I'll become a free agent. I'm not going to re-sign with these clowns and I'll go out on the market and I'll just, you know, I'll try and boost my stats up a little bit or something. At least I'll be out of Cincinnati or at least I'll be out of Vegas or at least I'll be out of this bad situation. I can go there. There's not a lot of expectations on me or anybody else, and then I'll go to free agency and I'll make my money and that's it. But even then, there's a lot better options in New England.
That's part of my calculus as to you have to play Drake May, because not only do you have to see if he's good, I want other people to see that he's good. I want people to want to play with him. It doesn't have to be CJ Stroud. So that, because that ship has sailed, right? He's already not starting. He's not going to turn this around and make this a playoff team. But I want people to see that guy can throw the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets it out. Oh, he keeps plays alive and scramble drills. I can have some fun scramble drill plays with him and just make it look like the offense is something I want to take part in for the next 4 or 5 years when I sign my, because they have more money. Like, if you're a receiver, the first team you want to go to is the team with the most money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you want them to want you.
Right.
And you don't want to be torn. It's kind of like the Swayman thing.
But you also want to
have... If the Patriots offer the most... Am I going to be like, yeah, but they don't have a quarterback?
If the Panthers offer the most, if the Carolina Panthers offer the most, I could see teams turning them down. No, thank you. I'm not.
Right.
I don't know what you guys are doing there.
But the Patriots are going to have $150 million. So they have the opportunity to offer the most. And then you're going to have to get into is the grass greener?
Right.
Or am I going to go be there, have lots of money in my bank account, and be miserable because we stink?
Yeah, I mean, that's all fair, and that's a problem in a situation that the Patriots haven't been in for a long time, but now you're right smack dab in the middle of it. You are that situation. 617-779-7937. We got Dave in Lincoln. You think it's Lincoln, Mass., Lincoln, New Hampshire, or Lincoln, Rhode Island?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska is another one there. I got a dollar on Rhode Island.
Okay, I'll take Nebraska. Win like 50 if I win.
Yeah,
I got the long shot.
Well, I'll give you five. How about that? Dollar for me if it's Rhode Island. If it's neither of that, then we push.
Bring it on.
Dave and Lincoln, what Lincoln are you from?
Rhode Island,
yes. Give me a dollar. That's right. That is $1.
He took the heavy favorite.
Well, Lincoln, New Hampshire.
That was like minus 10,000.
Lincoln, New Hampshire is a thriving metropolis. Lincoln, Massachusetts, the decor of a museum, very nice as well this time of year.
Isn't that where the casino is, too?
Lincoln, Rhode Island?
Isn't that where they...
Yeah, there's one down there. Is there a casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island, Dave?
Yeah. Twin Rivers.
Yes, right. It was Steve and Fred. Yeah, of course. What's on your mind, Dave, in Lincoln?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. All right.
You got it.
The biggest thing is the conversation that's been going on for 3 years. No one ever wants to come to New England because no one ever wants to spend money. It would literally take one high-paid guy to become a destination with Drake May. You know, they signed Ayuk. They, you know, maybe Devontae Adams. You know, then you have Drake May. You have a good receiver. You have, you know, it could turn into a destination if they decide to spend money on a good player.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, Dave. I think that it takes more than just one good player to make a team a destination. The good player has to go there, and then they have to be a good team.
Well, you know, the good player's a quarterback, about. I think it's a destination.
I'd agree with that.
Changes everything.
But he's talking about, like, throwing a bunch of money at a wide receiver. because you already have Drake May, you don't have to pay him yet. It's 4 years down the road before you have to pay him. So I think he was, you know, talking about landing one of these guys, and then you get more guys, you know, more people want to come play here.
I just need
that.
The quarterback.
I don't think it works like that, because I remember the Jets signing receivers all the time, and they didn't become a big destination. They only were a destination when they offered the most money. I mean, that's really what it was. It's either that or you win every year. Like the Chiefs. And even the Chiefs, I mean, who'd they sign? Hollywood Brown? Like, you know, there weren't teams banging down the door to get go play with Patrick Mahomes, and he's the best quarterback maybe ever. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Tony is in Bridgewater with a thought on Jerod Mayo. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, I got to, honest to God, this is, Mayo brought this on himself, but he's a total laydown. They're already giving up on this guy. I want to ask you a question.
Who is, the Crafts are giving up on him?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Go on.
When was the last time you seen a great quarterback play for a bad team? You don't see it. How many times do we have to watch? You see Washington, Houston. You see Miami last night without Tua.
Oh, yeah.
They're a completely different team. It's all about the quarterback. Second is the coaching. But we got to get this guy in here. I don't know these pinheads that are saying this and that and the other thing. We need a quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Your subject line said more blame on Mayo, but it seems like it's all about Elliott Wolf when you're talking about the quarterback. I don't think that's Mayo's call. Matthew Stafford, I think, is a great quarterback. He's on a bad team right now.
Well, that team's decimated. Joe Burrow, by injuries. It depends on the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year Joe Burrow was on the Bengals until he got hurt, and they were a bad team. It happens occasionally. Usually there's some other reason for it, whether it's terrible coach. I mean, is Justin Herbert a great quarterback?
Not a great quarterback. I think he's a very good one.
A lot of people think he's great.
You think he's great?
Adam Schefter said he's already a Hall of Famer.
What?
He said that on NFL Live. Yeah.
Justin Herbert is already a Hall of Famer?
Last year, I believe.
Wow.
I believe early last
year. The Football Hall of Fame, they let anybody in, but even then, Justin Herbert.
I hated it.
You talk about a guy who hasn't done anything.
He hasn't won a playoff game yet.
He's not the best Chargers quarterback of the last 20 years yet.
No.
Phillip Rivers did more than him.
Yeah.
So, and Phillip Rivers never won anything.
He was the rookie of the year, and he was a Pro Bowler once, mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, in the 5 years that he's been in the league, 4 years.
But he's big, strong.
This is his fifth year.
Good arm.
People lust after him. Come on. I like Justin Herbert. And I think that he's in a tough situation there, which may get better this year. It may not. But Hall of Famer. I mean, Jesus. Come on. I'd say he's more
akin to, I'm a Bible guy.
Jeremy Swain at this
Jesus?
Point. Well, yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Lord's name in vain. I agree. 617-779.
Christmas Eve, I think.
That's right. Christmas Eve. Same day
as Jesus.
Got to
open a present early.
But just a day, a couple hours too early. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We were talking a lot about Jeremy Swayman and that whole situation. We got some calls on the line for that as well, like Paul in Rhode Island.
Go
ahead, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Paul!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, my man. What's up, Andy?
Hi, Paul.
What's up?
What do you got?
Arkan, how are you,
buddy? I'm good, Paul. How you doing?
Everything good?
Everything's great.
Listen, I think that the discrepancy here is the years on Swayman's contract. I don't believe it's the money. I'm just a village idiot from Rhode Island.
All right, well,
and I love your show.
Your word's not mine, Paul, but it is the money. It's not the years. That's been reported a couple places now. And maybe the reports are wrong, but that's what people are saying.
I think it's the years.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're going to take a team like he did last year and you surpass the first round and he made it, you know, I think it's the years that, I mean, you're talking about a guy that let, four goals in four games, something like that?
He was very good. He was great in the playoffs. Thanks, Paul. He was a Conn Smythe favorite until they lost to Florida, which they didn't lose because of him. He was great. Elliot Friedman said this. He said, Gross's statement claims that prior to the media conference, the Bruins never got $64 million. They were close, maybe around 60 to 62. Swayman probably is not annoyed by the number itself as they are about being mentioned in the first place. They read it as Neely saying, we're going 64, no further, and that's it. And previously, he said, Neely asked Swayman directly if the goalie wished to be a Bruin. The answer was a resounding yes. I'm under the impression Swayman always pushed for maximum term, 8 years. After initially offering contracts of various lengths, the Bruins were satisfied with Swayman's response and focused on 8 years. So, according to Elliot Friedman, who I trust more than Paul's hunch, no offense, Paul, the years was the one thing they did agree on. And it was the money that they couldn't close the gap on.
I mean, publicly, Cam Neely said $64 million. So if it wasn't 8 years, say it's six.
Right.
That's like $10 million a year.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they're offering $10.4 million a year or something like that.
I don't believe they are, no.
So, and I just learned, I thought you could go to 10 years. I didn't know you could only go to 8. So
new CBA, I think, right?
Because that was the...
So it's 8 if it's the same team. If you're signing with a new team, it's only 7.
Because if it was 10, then it would be the hang-up because now it's $6.4 million.
Right.
Now that's back to their original number, and they're just trying to lock them up long-term because they do love them that much, but they want to have a cheap goalie forever with a rising cap.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're angling for, and it may just be they don't think he's that good. It could be as simple as that.
Well, then why are they offering $64 million? Why didn't they just trade him?
Because they traded away the other guy already.
Why didn't they trade him?
Because they thought they could get him cheap.
But the other guy was cheap.
The other guy's older. The other guy's in his 30s. This guy's 25.
So I mean, they just totally misread their relationship with the player and his personality.
I think they banked on the relationship being stronger than it was and him maybe showing a little more fealty than he has. Most of the time, that's what happens. Fealty? Is that the word? F-E-A-L-T-Y.
I'm going to look that
up. You decided to stop the whole segment. Why didn't you tell me?
I need to know what you're saying.
Fealty, a feudal tenant or vassal sworn loyalty to a lord. That's what I meant. And that's right, by the way. That's what
it is right. That's what it says.
Thank
I've
you.
Never heard that before in my life.
Fealty.
Didn't know I was doing a show with Gasper.
Well, you know, some of us paid attention in English class. Fealty, yes. They are not showing enough fealty. Yeah, in your face.
No, you got it right.
I know I got it right.
Take a victory lap on December 24th when Jesus is born.
I will, absolutely. Let's go to Steve in Fall River here before the break. Steve, go ahead.
You whacked off about the Jeremy Swayman contract.
I'm not that excited.
Mr. Arquette, you've been talking about it before this show started.
Yes.
Before you were on this show. You've been going popping off about it. Here's what I have to say about it. Mm-hmm. I've heard Jeremy Swayman speak about his contract position a couple of times. And I don't think he's near you're more upset about it than he is. He looks at it as, I think he was looking at it as a negotiation.
Steve, the season starts next week. The season starts next week, and he's not there, and he skipped all of camp. You're telling me I'm more upset than he is? He's not even playing. He's not going out there.
Okay, that's part of the deal. He said he knows it's a business.
Right.
Maybe he hired this. If I'm him, and I think he has the same, and I'm adopting his attitude, I'm saying he's got this attitude, I like it. I got the other side to pop off and go on and lose their cool. There's only 32 of these guys in the world, and there's only 6 or 10 of them that are worth big money. Let the thing take its course. And again, only by what I've heard him say, I don't think there's a relationship breakdown. I think he's looking at it as a business thing. He took classes. He went to set the market. Whatever nonsense he was talking about.
Okay.
But he had a good understanding of what he was getting into.
Okay.
And I don't think he's upset by it.
I think he is, because the season starts next week, and Jonas Korpisalo is going to be your opening night starter. And not only that, that statement yesterday from the agent tells me that there's bad feelings there. I don't think that was just the agent speaking on behalf of himself. When he's like, we need to take a few days here, because that to me signified we're emotional about this. We're angry about this. We're not going to make any rash decisions right now because you don't want to do that when you're angry. That's what that seemed like to me. Why else would you need to take a couple of days to digest that?
Well, threat.
That pissed them off.
It's also a threat.
Cam Neely coming out and saying what he said yesterday upset them. I don't think there's any doubt about
that. Well, it upset him.
Right.
Certainly.
On behalf of who?
Theoretically,
on
behalf of
Swayman. Of the guy who doesn't have a deal and who's been waiting this entire time, this whole offseason.
Do you believe these agents always... transfer the emotion of their client to the situation, or do sometimes it get personal for them, or they inject their own emotions into it?
This guy, I think it gets personal.
Yeah.
This guy
feels like
this guy plays hardball, sure, but
all over $200,000 that Cam Neely rounded up.
You're right.
Which seems nitpicky to me.
Still was not accurate with what he said.
No, the truth is on the agent's side.
Yeah.
But the emotion or the point is kind of on Neely's side. $64 million is on the table. It really is. And wouldn't you just say if 62.6 or whatever the hell the 7.8 times 8
right.
is, are they really not going to go to 64? He just offered it publicly. He said 64.
Mm-hmm.
That's a verbal binding agreement.
Right, which means that now Swayman can either take it or he can demand a trade. And I think that after all that's been said and done here, if I'm Jeremy Swayman, I'm not sure I want to be 8 years in this place where the people are so hostile to
me. But has the emotion changed that? Was 8 and 64 enough a month ago if he had gotten to that number then? And is it now a different landscape because of how he feels?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I think
if you're
yeah.
right, then it's probably done.
I guess we'll see. I mean, no one knows. Just Swayman's not talking.
See.
Unless it's on the Shut Up Mark podcast, he's not talking. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Red Sox held their exit interviews yesterday, their end-of-the-season press conference, and we'll tear that apart next.
I can. How are you,
I'm good, Paul. How you doing?
You are whacked off about the Jeremy Swayman contract.
Not that
you, Mr. Arcade.
Ain't you them kids that have been whacking off in my tool shed?
I knew you looked familiar.
The old timely reference.
That was pretty good. Very, very good. No, I've not been that excited about the Swayman proceedings. I'll be honest, if they do sign the contract and he does get back there, I will be happy. Not happy enough to do that in the tool shed, but, you know.
You should be.
Time will tell. I'm making promises now I may not be able to keep. Who knows?
So you'd be more excited to see Devontae Adams than Jeremy Swayman?
Well,
you
no,
said
I'd
you'd
say,
run around naked if it yeah, was Devontae Adams.
That's true, but Devontae Adams is, like, new. You know, Swayman's been here before. Like, it's re-signing your own guy. Yeah, I'm more into the new guy. You know, that's
Devontae Adams is going to make the Patriots a little bit better for a year or two.
Right. Well, whereas, not necessarily.
Yeah.
He could be Drake Maye's Binky for 3-4 years.
He's going to be out of the league in 4 years. He's old.
Maybe.
He's going to be 32 on Christmas Eve, the birth of our Jesus.
All right, Savior. So if you take him until 35, I think he could still give you something.
Whereas Swayman is going to be a stud goalie for 8 years and maybe more than that.
Oh, well, you don't think he's a stud. You don't think he's that good.
No, I'm being you. Oh. I'm looking through your lens.
Got it.
You love him. You think he's God's gift to goalkeeping.
I do.
He's actually never let up a goal that was his fault.
That's true. Not one, ever. I would be excited if they got a deal done with Swayman, but it's sort of like... The whole thing is kind of so cloudy and, like, personal now that part of me kind of wants Swayman to tell him to go pound sand, you know, just, like, from that perspective, because I don't like the way the Bruins are doing business right now. So, I don't know.
So you're offended for him?
That a little bit. A little bit, yeah. I don't like the way that they're doing this. I don't like the way they've been doing this for a couple of years now. I think they should have made Swayman their main guy 3 seasons ago.
Who was dirty first?
What do you mean?
Well, we talked about it earlier. It seems like the personal part has kind of been going back and forth. The Chicklets thing was that he hasn't, they're not returning calls to him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that come first?
Yeah.
Or was it Swayman? No, it was Swayman talking business came first.
In terms of like leaking stuff to the media, yeah, I'd say the Mark podcast was the first thing. And I'll admit, I didn't think that was
second.
Right.
And then the Bruins responded when Sweeney talked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And then the Bruins responded again when Neely talked.
Right.
So it was kind of a twofer and then a twofer, and then the agent responds.
Yeah. But I also think that the main problem here is the Bruins and their negotiating style.
Yeah, but you hate the Bruins right now for some reason.
Well, I don't like
the main problem here is the Bruins.
Right.
Swayman's done nothing wrong. He hasn't asked for too much money.
I just said I didn't like what Swayman did.
He hasn't gone public. He's done all those things.
I just said I didn't like that.
Okay.
But they should have paid him before it came to this. That's the point here. They drag their feet this whole time and then wonder why, wow, at the very end, he's not just going to, you know, bend the knee and say, yeah, I'll take whatever you give me, whatever crappy offer you give me below market here, and just start the year and let's just go do that. That's what they were counting on. And I don't like that whole mentality from the Bruins.
When did you want them to pay him? When you say before this, what time frame are you talking about?
I'm talking about any time. They could have paid him during the season. They could have done an extension. They could have done lots of things. They had him last year for $3.4 million. They could have gotten this done before we came to this.
Okay, I'm not a cap expert. Is it possible that they were planning to trade Ullmark to do a deal?
Maybe.
Right?
I mean, that freed up $5 million when they ended up trading him. And
I thought that was
100% going to go to his next contract, which, I mean, I'm sorry, you lose $5 million. And they brought in other guys. I didn't want them to only re-sign Swayman and not do anything else. But they re-signed the other guys. They prioritized that. They gave him about the same amount of money they're offering Swayman, by the way, and let this come to this terrible point that it's at. That's why Sweeney came out and was like, you know, I really botched this. He basically said that. He's like, As a GM, I failed. I didn't do my job here. And he's right about that. And same with Cam Neely. Same with that whole group. They failed here. They let it get this far. I blame them, yes.
So I think they failed mostly in reading the person involved and the motivations of the person involved. Because that's, to me, that's the biggest factor here. Because I think it's reasonable for them to assume that an $8 million a year-ish deal would get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you find out, as Rich Keefe reported, no, they're asking for 10. Oh, well, didn't see that coming.
Right.
That really escalated kind of quickly in
these
negotiations.
But they never offered 8. right? They started at 6.
They offered it in a press conference yesterday.
Yesterday, but they started at 6, and they came up to 7.7 or whatever, and then made
so
it
So they
like,
offered 8.
It was some bit. No, they didn't offer 8.
They offered 8.
Fine. He's asking for 8.5.
Okay.
So that's basically 8. So why don't they just give him 8.5 if it's just a couple hundred thousand?
Well, if their 7.8 is basically 8 and your 8.5 is basically 8, I think the Bruins would settle right around there.
I side with the players on stuff like that. I always do. And you should too, by the way, you corporate bootlicker.
Why are you telling...
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you telling me I should side with the player?
Because you said
that
you
sounded
side
very
with
personal.
You said you side.
We're not
with
in
players.
Negotiation right now with the company,
you
are we?
You said earlier you
be
side
early
with
to
players.
Renegotiate. We just got here.
Didn't
we don't
you,
even have a show yet.
Did you not earlier say that you side with players in situations like this?
Generally,
how is this not a perfect
unless
situation?
They are unrealistic in terms of their value?
8.5 is unrealistic.
For example, the other day, did
is
you
8.5 unrealistic?
Is he better or worse
no.
than Connor Hellebuyck or Hart?
I think he's a good goalie. I think he's a good goalie. I think
he's probably 8.5.
He could be better. He could be better, but you're buying off potential. What he
right.
is, like,
I'd
you
say
just
he's
said,
about where Hellebuyck is right now.
When was
and
his
with
best value?
Up,
when
say,
was his best value?
Swayman's?
Yeah. Wasn't it last postseason? Kind of came into his own.
Absolutely.
Right? So that was after you thought they should have signed him. So he's already gotten better from when you would have signed him. Now, what would you have signed him for then? Less because he hadn't reached his best value yet.
Sure. But I think at the same time, you know, the market is what it is. Whatever his best value is, the market.
Oh, he doesn't want
million.
The market.
No,
he
I
wants
know,
above
but
if, market.
But okay, fine. But market being $8 million, if that's what they offered him then and he took it, then I'd say, great. You got this done and you figured it out. Instead, they had to do this big, you know, measuring contest about who's going to blink first. And now here we are. The season starts next week and you don't have a goalie. They look like a-holes.
Who? They?
The Bruins.
All of them.
I think the Swayman, Bruins more than Swayman.
His agent. And the Bruins all look at, like a-holes. I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
This
I
is
think
a
the,
battle
I think
of
the
a-holes.
Bruins more than Swayman, but yes.
Okay. As long as you'll admit everybody involved is... and that
Swayman
might,
going on the podcast was an a-hole moment.
Right.
I'll agree with that.
And the agent...
And I like Swayman. I've been defending him for 3 hours here.
And
so
the agent doing a press release over $200,000 is an a-hole move.
Mm.
I thought he was saying something legitimate, but the reports are it was not $8 million per year, it was 7.8. That's an a-hole move. That you're technically
it's an
right.
a-hole move to say we offered 64 and we didn't too. I mean, you know, that was Cam Neely.
I don't think
who
it actually
that.
Is.
I think it is.
I think people do that all the time.
Well,
like
they do it in public. They
threw $100 million
like during
that
a press
guy.
Conference. They don't do that.
We threw $100 million at that guy, and the player's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! You only offered 97."
Okay, they say that in the middle of the negotiations.
He got mad.
That's very.
That's
unusual.
Why I like Cam. I told you yesterday. The one thing I like about. People like Belichick is when they pop off and the real them comes out.
I'd rather that he was a little nicer and that they had a goalie this year. That'd be, I'd take that trade off. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, the rest of the Eastern Conference is quietly loading up here for the Boston Celtics. We have not discussed this Karl Anthony Towns trade at all. We will get to that and what's going on here with your Boston Celtics, including a very, very hot take on ESPN today from Bobby Marks. That's all coming up next hour.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.